You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
The Knicks are the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference as they hold off the rival Celtics here in game number 72 at the Garden.
It's important to appreciate the effort and the work that has gone into it thus far.
You got the matchup that you wanted in every single way.
It's a great matchup for the Knicks in terms of having a chance to advance to the second round of the playoffs.
There's an intensity level to the playoffs that is much different than the regular season, so we have to prepare ourselves for that as well.
The most important development out of all of this is the perception is changing.
This is DCR.
You know?
On 98.7 ESPN.
And that's why Chris Carlin is the wordsmith. In fact, he is.
A degree in English, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Carlin and for Rick, just for a couple days, then Rick will be back, and the entire show will be reunited on Wednesday. We found out, Canty, that Chris Carlin on Friday, we found out he was this close to becoming Chris Carlin Esquire. He was almost an attorney.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of law were you going to practice, Carlin?
The one that paid a lot.
Oh, that one? Oh, okay.
That was the plan.
Okay.
And then I took a poli-sci class, and that was over with pretty quickly.
Okay. So this lasted a total of what, 2 weeks?
Apparently it lasted until the DJ from the local radio station punched a cop out.
Right? The guy is drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I got involved. They needed somebody on color commentary for the football broadcast when he got pants turned around and punched the first person he saw. It turned out to be an off-duty cop.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, cut off your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
It's not even bad luck. That's dumb luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, they asked me, and the star is born.
There you go.
Two-time New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year.
That's back-to-back.
Well, it's still two-time. Two-time, nonetheless.
Exactly.
All right. So, we'll get to your Knicks calls. Nets calls as well. I don't want to shortchange the Nets fan, who's got to be very excited about their position right now. 800-919-3776. Let's take a little more of a listen to Tom Thibodeau, and then we'll turn our attention to the Nets. So all the Nets fans, you never give us a chance to talk. It's so unfair. The floor will be yours. Here's Tom Thibodeau. We've discussed this ad nauseum. Does the Knicks' regular season success against the Hawks factor into the playoffs at all?
That means nothing going into the playoffs. So the regular season is the regular season. When you play those games, there's a lot of things that go into it. There could be players out. There could be travel involved. And now you're at a zero base. We know how well they're playing. They've gotten a lot better as the season is going on. So we're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to play a 48-minute game.
And that, of course, is going to start this weekend against the Atlanta Hawks. We don't have the exact time, or we know the location is going to be Madison Square Garden. But he's right. We heard it from Derrick Rose earlier. Winning the season series 3-0 means less than nothing heading into this postseason series.
No, it doesn't mean anything. Just because the game is going to change and there's going to be a different level of intensity, and the Knicks have to be ready for it. And I thought it was interesting because Jay Will pointed out that the Knicks have been playing playoff-style defense all season long. I'm wondering whether or not they have another level that they can take it to, because that's what it's going to take. There's going to be a different sense of urgency from Trae Young and from this Hawks team. And so you're just hoping that the Knicks can do enough to slow down that group and make sure that they keep it a closely contested game. Because I don't think this is going to be a blowout series either way, Dave. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm fully expecting this to be a long series. And it's just a matter of, are the Knicks going to be able to hang with the Hawks offensively? Are they going to be able to hang with them scoring? And I think a big part of their strategy has to be to make it a low-scoring affair overall. That's what that has to be the mentality they go into this series with.
But given that intensity that they have played with defensively all year. Wouldn't you think that maybe, yes, you do wonder if they could take it to the next level. Wouldn't you think that transition might be a little bit easier for the Knicks considering the
That's their game.
The strain they've played under. Yeah.
Yeah, that's their style. That's their game. But I mean, Atlanta's in a, I don't know if you say an elite offensive team, but they score a lot of points. And last time out, before Trae Young got hurt in that game, they were really putting up points against the Knicks. So look, I agree. The regular season means nothing at this point. I don't think this is one of these series that you look at and you say, oh, we beat them 3-0 and we'll walk our way, because that is a talented team. I mean, Canty, you wouldn't be at all surprised if Atlanta won the series.
Not at all, Dave. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But, I mean, having home court advantage is huge for the Knicks. Like, this team plays really well at home, so I think that's going to be an advantage. They'll have the crowd behind them, and even though it's limited capacity, Madison Square Garden is going to be really, really loud for those games, because Knicks fans have been waiting a really long time to get back to this point. So, I mean, listen, this is – I expect this to go 6-7 games. I don't think this is going to be a short series either way, Dave. I really don't, because I think these two teams are that close.
I agree. I 100% agree. Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. All right, Carlin, let's turn our attention to the Brooklyn Nets. They're the 2 seed right now in the Eastern Conference, and we don't know who their opponent is going to be quite yet. I guess this is how it works, right? They play the winner of Boston, Washington, right? So they're locked into that?
Yes.
I think we have to like Washington in that game, right?
I don't know how you wouldn't. I mean, they've played better down the stretch of the season, but I look at the Celtics and they're
dead in the water.
They're done.
They're done. Jaylen Brown getting hurt and being out for the rest of the season, like that was the final straw with that team.
In fact, they're the 7 seed, Canty. I would actually be surprised if they get into a series.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
I think they're going to get bounced.
They're going to lose to the winner of the Hornets.
They'll lose to the winner of Charlotte, Indiana.
Yeah, they'll lose to Washington. Now, that game is in Boston, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So they have one game against Washington. They win that. They go up against Brooklyn. They lose that. They play the winner of Indiana and Charlotte. They lose that, and they're now done. They're now absolutely out. But listen, Brooklyn against Boston, Brooklyn against Washington, they're going to have their way with that team. But Brooklyn is not looking for a series win. Brooklyn is, we got to get to the NBA Finals at a minimum to have a successful season.
Yeah, I'm interested to see who Brooklyn's second round matchup is going to be. Because, I mean, that Bucks Heat series is not a foregone conclusion. That's going to be a tough series. I think it's a different Bucks team, but I'm not going to discount the Miami Heat, especially after what we've seen from them do what they did last year in the NBA bubble. So, I mean, this Heat team with Jimmy Butler, this is a dangerous team in the Eastern Conference.
Look, when you play that same level of defense that the Heat play, similar to what the Knicks do, and you have more talent, then you're going to look at it and say that they're a slightly better team, but when you have that experience capped on to it, that just adds so much more to it. But I will agree that while, you know, you look at Milwaukee, all right, does Giannis really have a go-to move when it counts the most, that kind of thing? It looks like they are a little bit different right now.
It feels like they are the best version of themselves that we've seen, doesn't it?
And they got Drew Holiday, who's somebody that can close games down the stretch. It doesn't have to be Giannis. We know Giannis struggles shooting from the perimeter. That ain't Drew Holiday's problem. So, I mean, the fact that you have him and Chris Middleton to lean on if Giannis can't get it going, I think that puts them in a different territory. But beyond that, the Bucks are also one of the best defensive teams in the NBA when they decide they're going to put their minds to it. So that Heat-Bucks series is going to be a really interesting series.
Could play to Brooklyn's advantage, because you have to figure that Brooklyn's going to have a fairly easy time in their first-round series against Boston or Washington, and that Milwaukee-Miami series could be a bear of a 7-game series.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Dave. I'm with you on that one. Like, I could see that series going 7 games. So, yeah, that'll give the Nets a chance to rest up and get ready. And I think that was Steve Nash's approach, too, with the last week or so of the regular season. Like, they got James Harden back. He got a couple of games under his belt. And then they decided they were going to rest him yesterday against Cleveland, because now he gets to have an entire week of rest before the playoffs kick off. So, I think you're going to get the best version of the Nets going into this postseason. And it's crazy to think about a team with title contention with their top 3 players only playing a grand total of 8 games the entire regular season together. So That's crazy to think that. But when this Nets team is healthy, I mean, in the Eastern Conference, you'd probably pick them against anybody.
Let's go to Philip in the car. Good morning, Philip. You're on 98.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I agree with you guys. You know, this has been a successful season. If the Knicks lost in this first round to Atlanta, I would be disappointed. But I would be extremely disappointed if they lost in, like, five. The expectations for this team for next season counts in terms of this season and what they've accomplished. Granted, none of us thought they would be in this position, but this season is definitely going to be a barometer, including the playoffs, as to what they do next season. So they can't have the regular season that they did this year and then lay an egg here in this first round. I can accept losing in six games, but not at the Garden.
So what, Philip, then, what happens if the Knicks lose in five to you? Like you really look at this Knicks season, you're like, boy, what a tremendous disappointment if they lose this series in five.
I don't think they do, but what happens if they do? I would not look at it as a tremendous disappointment, but I would be extremely disappointed because I can't see Atlanta being that much better than the Knicks in the postseason. They both have relatively the same amount of veterans that have playoff experience. Guys like Barrett have to show up.
Yes, absolutely has to show up. But I don't think it's wrong to be curious about Trae Young in the postseason, as great of a player as he is. That first time through, we've seen great players, their first time in the postseason, have a rough go of it, and they have to learn from that and kind of move on. I'm not saying that Trae Young's going to be bad here, but I wouldn't be shocked if he had a couple of games that were not up to his standards, if they could frustrate him enough. Like Jay talked about earlier, not just throwing a lot of looks at him defensively, but trying to tire him out on the other end.
Yeah, I think that's got to be your strategy if you're the Knicks.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I learned something troubling in the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm not sure, so I wanted to run it by you guys quickly. Santiago was just talking tongue-in-cheek and just discussing things with me. And he said, oh, by the way, this is already locked in as one of the three stars today. And I said, wait a minute. Canty, I said, how can you already have one of the three stars decided at like 5:15 this morning? He says, that's what I do. He can't make the three-star determination before the show has made its way through, right?
I think as we go along, he can use his best judgment. So if he feels like something should absolutely be locked into the three stars, I don't have a problem with that.
I did follow up by saying to you that I need you to kind of deliver for me and bring the content in these next couple hours.
You did say that, but I find it troubling that you're already locked in to three stars.
I write down things as they happen. I say, oh, that's a good one. That's in consideration.
But what happens if we have three? What happens if Zibanejad has 5 points in the 7 o'clock hour?
Then he becomes the main star, and
if Ryan Strome has 4 points in the 6 o'clock hour? Like, that's my concern, is that you're so focused on, you've already given the star at 5:15, that you lose focus on the other stars.
We're very flexible here, and things can operate and move as they need to.
It's not losing focus, Dave. It's having a lack of respect for more stars to come.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's more accurately what it is. And frankly, it's disappointing, it's outrageous, and it's preposterous. You would think that way, that you're locked in on every decision you make the second that.
So then I am appropriate to have that take, Carlin.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I disagree with both of you guys. You're out of your minds.
Santi?
I'm just kind of hung up on him saying outrageous just there. How do you guys cut that?
Calling
Lloyd Pierce.
That might be star number two.
Called Lloyd Pierce Lord.
Well,
Pierce
it won't
earlier.
Be star number two because one of the stars already locked in. It can't
that's
be.
That's the second one that's been locked in. It can't be. So you only got one more, Dave.
That's right. So the next hour, 40 minutes, we can only get one more star. You guys better be on your best behavior. All right. Let's go back to April. Let's bring ourselves back to April. And let's listen to what. There we go. Back to April of this year, last month, what the Knicks, and I guess we'll hear Julius Randle and Reggie Bullock on what they said about this this Knicks team for this season?
We got a big five.
Yeah, we got a big 15.
Big 15, so we're not really concerned about a big three. We know what type of basketball we would be able to come into the game and play. We focus on our team, the game plan that Coach draw up. But other than that, that's all we focused on, the Knicks.
All right, so I think we gathered from that, Canty, the Knicks have a big 15. We discussed that back in April, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Let's hear from Kevin Durant yesterday after the Nets win.
Kevin, do you think the big three has gotten enough of an opportunity to play together here to thrive and feel good about yourselves going into the playoffs?
I think we're the big 15, so yeah, we'll be all right.
I mean, are you kidding me? You're stealing our bets here.
Is he stealing them or is he trolling them?
Oh, either way, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I guess knowing Kevin Durant, it could be both, right?
He could be
stealing it and he could be trolling the Knicks at the same time. Nice story in basketball. Everybody's giving him buzz. Everybody's paying attention to him. And they're probably going to be a team that's out after the second round.
Do you think it annoys them that...
Yes.
Yeah, that locally they won't get nearly as much love as they do nationally?
Nationally, they're probably the first or second biggest story. Locally, they're clearly the second biggest story.
And it's not close.
No.
And you're in the biggest city in the world. I mean, that's got to aggravate you a little bit if you have three of the top 10 players in the game right now and two of the top five just overall, period, right now.
But, Carlin, they had to know this is what it was going to be when they decided to come over here in free agency, right?
I don't know.
Like Kyrie and KD, like they had to know. They had to know.
See, Kyrie as a Nets fan should know because when he was growing up and you had – you know, Jay Kidd and those guys going to the finals and they're not selling out games in the finals against Kobe and Shaq. I mean, you should know that's what you're going into. But again, that was in New Jersey and not Brooklyn. No, I think they thought they were coming and completely taking over.
We'll see what happens if and when they get to the NBA finals and they win a championship. I think it'll start to change in terms of the amount of coverage that they get locally and you know, more interest, more buzz in the city. But I mean, listen, they're always going to be the second team in New York. There's nothing that they can do to change that.
That's right. If they win a championship, it'll be a great story, and I think New York will embrace it. If the Knicks won, it would turn the city on its ear.
Yeah. They'll be paying attention if the Nets win a championship.
If the Knicks win, it would be the number one story in New York. Like, it would lead the news at 11 o'clock.
Let's put it this way. How many people would be at the Canyon of Heroes if the Knicks won a championship versus the Nets?
If the Knicks won a championship, 4 or 5 million people.
Yeah. Without a pandemic, the city shuts down.
Exactly. Yep. But if you had a Nets situation there, maybe a million. Maybe. And most of it would be guys just, you know, make an excuse to take the day off and get hammered.
There you go. That's such a terrible thing.
You sound like you've employed that strategy before,
that's
Carlin.
Right. Does that mean you're rooting for the Nets, Carlin? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. I was on the Giants linebackers float after Super Bowl 42, and there were a few going down on that.
How the hell did that happen?
You were on a float?
I was. Because I was doing pre and post for the Giants at the time.
Okay.
So I was reporting from the float.
Got it.
I can't tell you how jealous I am at this moment.
That I was on the float and you weren't?
Yes.
It was me, Antonio Pierce, Kavika Mitchell. We were having a good time.
And you were probably the only one that was sober on that float.
I think that's accurate.
Yes. Yes, I'm pretty sure.
I'm ruined right now, the rest of the show. You guys.
Although, to be fair, it was offered to me.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Exactly. I'm anywhere. I've lost my composure. Pablo in Beachwood. Pablo, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Good morning. So 2 points real quick. One, I think the whole KD saying the whole Big 15, I think that's just a preview to come, man. You got to understand, this guy, he hasn't played in the playoffs for, 2 years now? Since basically almost 2 years, since 2019, his injury. I think you guys are about to see the ultimate weapon of the Nets, the way it was supposed to be. These guys are not going to rest up. They're going to play the way it's supposed to be. They're going to give it their all. It's about to be a clean sweep, man. I don't think it's going to be close. I'm going to be honest with you. Until at least they get to, like, the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't see them going seven games. I'm going to be honest.
I think we all completely agree with that. I don't think that's what's up for debate. What we're discussing is saying, you know, we're the Big 15, which is exactly what the Knicks have said for months now.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, he's definitely trolling the Knicks, and he's feeling some type of way, obviously, because of what's going on in the news, the local news media, with the whole Knicks coverage, which they rightfully deserve it. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, this is my second point real quick. The whole narrative that you know, the Knicks, you know, they're going to have 4 million fans in the championship, the Nets only going to have 1 million. We all know the Knicks own the town. But, Canty, I know you agree with me. The Knicks ain't the Lakers. This ain't Lakers Clippers. Let's not get it twisted out here. The Knicks are not the Lakers. They don't have no 17 championships. Yes, they own the town. But also, Knicks fans, I mean, you guys are a little iffy, man. I mean, the diehards are the diehards. But you got a lot of European Knicks fans out there. The tourists.
So what are you taking shots at Europeans
to look
for?
At the stadium. What was that?
Well, I don't understand. Well, how are you taking shots at Knicks fans and saying, "Well, there's some European Knicks fans"?
Listen. Lakers fans will never flop, right? Knicks
oh,
fans.
Please.
I've seen a lot of Knicks
please.
Fans flop.
What a lot of Knicks fans flop. If the Lakers endured what the Knicks have been for the last 20 years, Canty, you'd have nobody at the forum. Nobody.
Yeah. Staples wouldn't be that crowded. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Dave. Here's the thing, man. Like, you're talking about one of the most storied franchises in the NBA with the New York Knicks. Like, it's just. It's what it is. In terms of the biggest brands in all of basketball, the Knicks are right there at the top. So, I mean, there's nothing that you can say that's gonna discredit that or take away from that fact. Like, that's just a fact that all basketball fans have to accept. And even though the Nets have title aspirations, the bigger story right now is the New York Knicks because they hadn't been in the playoffs in 8 years, and Knicks fans are excited about the opportunity to get back there. So, I mean, I hear where Pablo is coming from. Sounds like it's a little Nets fan hate, Nets fan jealousy. That's okay. You understand that. But, I mean, let the Knicks have their time right now. This is the Knicks moment. Let them have that. We'll be talking about the Nets for the next couple of months. Let the Knicks have this moment right now.
But, boy, it's going to aggravate the Nets fan. When after the Knicks lose, I mean, we'll be talking about it, but it won't be that palpable energy to it. It's going to aggravate the Nets fan, the guy who has, you know, endured the last 15 years to see that happen, to see you actually get this team and this collection of talent together, and nobody cares.
Sorry. I mean, that's New York. You knew that. You knew if the Knicks have an ounce of relevancy, they're the bigger team than the Nets.
Yep. I'm just saying it's going to aggravate them.
But does this surprise you?
No, like it'll be
the
fun
Knicks
to watch.
An unbelievable season.
No, absolutely not. It shouldn't. And it shouldn't surprise anybody. I do think when you're the big three, though, and you're Kyrie would understand because he's from here, but when you're not from here, you should really understand that even though you think you might be coming here to take things over, you're not. It's not the same thing. It's not close to the same thing.
Completely agree. Completely agree.
You could have been Durant and say the Knicks are not cool, but that's one for freezing cold takes right now.
Yeah. The Knicks could not be cooler at this very moment. Lou and exactly. Manalapan. Lou, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Long time listener. Haven't called in a while. So I wanted to talk about this Knicks-Nets situation because – it seems to me that Nets fans are just coming out of they for the last couple of years, they've been coming back into, you know, the NBA circle. You know, they talk all this trash about the Knicks. Meanwhile, the Knicks are kind of doing it like they did it. So you'd think that they would have a little bit more respect talking about the Knicks who've ran the city, ran the area since, you know, their whole existence. And I think that there's a little, you know, not fear, but if the Knicks come back and really develop this thing and, like, become a consistent playoff team and they didn't buy guys like Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, I think that Nets fans realize that they only have a couple of years to kind of figure this one out and get it done. And if they don't do that, then they just look foolish and silly. And, you know, they're talking all this, you know, trash that shouldn't even be – spoken in the first place.
You know what I kind of find interesting right now?
Mm.
If Durant knew what we know right now,
where would he go?
Would he have gone to the Knicks instead? Because remember, he sat out all of 2019-2020 because of the injury. So he knew that was happening anyway. So if the Knicks had actually moved forward on the plan a little bit sooner, would he have done something differently? I still don't know that he would have, just based on the reputation of the Garden at the time. But, like, does he look at this and say, maybe I should have gone there instead?
Well, I mean, I think it came down to trusting the organization to put the pieces around you in order to, you know, take advantage of what you're bringing to the table. And at the time, I mean, I don't think there was any question which organization you would trust. I mean, the basketball upside of the Brooklyn Nets was light years ahead of where the New York Knicks were. I mean, this is happening this season as far as the front office for the Knicks getting the franchise healthy. So I hear what you're saying. If Kevin Durant would have known that Leon Rose, who was coming over from CAA as being an agent, was capable of running a tight ship like he is, if he could put all those pieces in place, I think, yeah, maybe it would be closer. But I just still feel like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving kind of wanted to do their own thing. And I think Kyrie was the biggest factor in all of it, because the Knicks kind of let it be known that they didn't have the appetite for somebody as mercurial as Kyrie Irving. And because the Nets welcomed them with open arms, like that's what opened the door for Kevin Durant to come join them.
Very well played using the word mercurial. I really have tremendous respect for that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
It's funny, people think that we're very buttoned up and it's very professional and everything we do is very serious. And you should have heard the conversation we just had at the break, and I think even both Chris's, Carlin and Canty, don't even know. So and Santiago, would you not say I am the best at asking the oddball question to people?
You're very thought-provoking.
Yes. So I asked RJ, I said, for the Niners to win a – like, we go to break, we're in the middle of hearing commercials. I said, RJ, for the Niners to win a Super Bowl, would you run completely naked 3 blocks from your home and then the 3 blocks back to your home and go into the apartment? And he thinks about it. He says, yeah, I think I would. And Santiago's like, oh, I absolutely would.
So we're streaking. We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
I can't ask Canty because he's been there. He's done it. He's won a Super Bowl. Carlin, you love the Steelers, right? That's your
team. Yes, I do.
Would you run 3 blocks from your home and then back for the Steelers to win a Super Bowl?
Well, they've won 2 on my watch, so yeah. What makes you think I haven't done that?
Oh.
And I don't know that I would use the word run.
As fast as you – would you move as quickly as you could?
Yes, I could. Yes, I would.
In the buff for the Steelers to win a Super Bowl. God.
Yeah, I might grab a golf cart along the way, but yeah.
Wow. I'd join a nudist colony if the Giants would win a Super Bowl.
But I do notice, like, there is a theme with you with nudity and football. Like, you know,
it's a thing for him, isn't it?
Naked.
It's a thing for him, isn't it, Carlin?
Yes.
It's really,
it is
really odd. Strange.
It really is Rothenberg odd.
Nudity makes me uncomfortable. It does. It does make me uncomfortable.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But Carlin, I think you really stumbled onto a good point. There is something. Maybe it's like just this medieval, you know, battle on the trenches, and my thought of nudity and medieval and you know.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of Game of Thrones.
I don't understand how you're drawing the
I don't know.
There's the correlation with nudity and medieval. I don't get that.
Yeah, even Russell Crowe had like the feather on, so I don't know.
Wow, okay.
I don't have the answer.
Very strange how your
ordinarily
mind
this could be a star, but not today, because Santiago already has them predetermined.
That's a great way to try to deflect.
I'm just picturing you fighting the mountain naked.
Are you not entertained?
I'd join a nudist colony if the Giants would win a Super Bowl. It's true. I would.
Yeah, that one's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go to Ahmad in Patterson. Good morning, Ahmad.
Good morning, guys. Before I go on my rant, I got to make a couple of disclaimers. First off, as a Nets fan, it's a question of mathematics. New York City is one of the largest cities in the world. Obviously, you guys have more supporters, more people. New Jersey split between New York expats, Philly suburbs, and everything in between.
Well, what do you mean New Jersey? New Jersey has nothing to do with this equation at this point.
It does, because they obviously, historically, that's who the Nets were. That's who their fan base was, and obviously they went into Brooklyn, which, as a Nets fan, I'm sad about, but I'm happy because it's building a bigger fan base. But before I go on my end, growing up as a Nets fan in New Jersey, I never hated the Knicks. I liked it when you guys did well in the Latrells, Freewell, and Allen Houston years. I watched intently against the Spurs, and then obviously the Nets got Jason Kidd. The Nets have had more relative success recently than the Knicks. And here's my rant, all right? I'm seething at this. Do you guys run out of topics to talk about? Talk about European soccer. All you've been sitting is talking about how great the Knicks are and how much better they've been and how they own this town. Is this what?
Well, that's because they own it. People care more about the Knicks.
Okay, they own it, and it might pain you. And you might want to hear European soccer, but that's the truth. This is the New York Knicks town.
I agree with you. I'm not debating that. But why are we sitting here talking about that?
Because they're in the playoffs for the first time in 20 years, and more people care about that than rather the Nets right now. Not the first time in 20 years, but you get my point. They're relevant for the first time in a long time, and more people do care about that than your team at the moment. That's it.
It's okay with me, but you're sitting down.
Like Lamont is not okay with other Nets fans, though. It's not okay with other Nets fans. We just had Pablo call up and have a problem with it. We just had another caller, a fellow Nets fan, call up here and say he had a problem with it. So it's not us manufacturing something.
Chris, I am not against you guys talking about Knicks, X's and O's more. I don't care about that. But you're sitting here talking about how amazing the Knicks are in the sense that, the actual talk of that the Knicks are taking over this town, or talk about X's and O's. But why do you have to sit there?
We don't have to talk about the Knicks taking over the town. It's already a Knicks town. Amat, we don't have to talk about that. It's not a conversation.
They're not taking it over.
Yeah, it's built like this.
Yeah, you can't take over something you already have.
New York, we here. It's unbelievable, man.
A terrible take.
Unbelievable.
Huh? No, and it was clearly one of those things. Listen, I'm okay with it, but I'm not okay with it. That's what that call was.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, that really bothered him greatly.
Yeah. Lighten up.
Yeah.
Francis.
Listen, once we get to the Eastern Conference Finals, all the basketball talk will be about the Nets.
That's right. But it is interesting that on a national view, this is the Nets are the conversation. But from New York, the Knicks are the conversation.
It is amazing, isn't it? I mean, there's so much more interest across the country in what's going on with the Nets.
And understandably so.
Yeah. They're a super team. You could argue that this is the best super team that's ever been put together on paper. On paper.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, if you took this big three over any other big three, I don't think anybody would really argue with
you. Nope.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. And yet, distant number two. Enjoy
distant.
That. Enjoy that.
Not even close. And you're not even a Knicks fan.
No. No. I lived in New Jersey. I rooted for the Nets. But you know what? I found out that most of New Jersey didn't care about the Nets. It really, really aggravated me as a Jersey guy to go to an NBA Finals game against Shaq and Kobe, and the game is not sold out.
It's embarrassing.
How is that possible? Same thing with Tim Duncan and the Spurs. I mean, how is that possible? I don't care that it was like, all right, maybe it was like 500 or 600 seats or something like that. It wasn't sold out. That should be impossible to get a ticket to, and it wasn't. And it's frankly the exact same thing as the Devils winning a Stanley Cup versus the Rangers. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's very similar. I agree. Let's go to Dennis in Jersey. Dennis, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, this is Dennis from Jersey. I'm just hearing how you guys hear these callers saying, you guys are talking over and over again about how the Knicks is the Knicks town. He's not saying, it's not the Knicks town. He's saying it's getting old hearing it over and over again. We know it's the Knicks town. Talk about the actual gameplay, the actual players.
Well, why are you calling, discussing the topic? We mentioned it, right? We mentioned it in passing. Hang on a second. We mentioned it in passing. And now the phone lines are lit up by you as well, Dennis, who want to have this conversation and perpetuate it down the road.
I feel like the Nets are doing their thing. And you guys don't back us. You're backing people who I don't hear you calling in. Where's all the Knicks fans calling in about how it's their town? I don't hear them. I hear
Look
a lot
at
of Nets
screen.
Fans.
I mean, everybody wants to talk about the Knicks. I had to prompt the Nets fan in the 5 o'clock hour, saying, "You always feel like you never get a chance to participate. Call the show."
When you have to say, for everybody that always complains, here's your chance. Like, folks, like we want to talk about the things that you care about because that's how you get ratings, and so. What dictates ratings at this point? The Knicks and the Nets. It's not close.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to, Carlin. I mean, like for all of the Nets fans out there that feel like we just keep jamming, you know, Knicks content down their throat, they got to realize, like, that's what the majority of our listeners want to talk about. They want to talk about the Knicks being back in the playoffs, you know, since 8 years ago. That's what they want to talk about versus talking about the Nets, a team that we all expected to be at this point and a team that we all expect to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals, if not the NBA Finals. So, I mean, when we start talking about the expectations and which team is exceeding the expectations, which team is more exciting, you're talking about the New York Knicks right now. Now, that's not to say that the Knicks are as good as the Nets. And we're not saying that at all. I mean, I can appreciate what the Nets have put together, and I fully expect this team to compete at the highest level this postseason. But right now, everybody wants to talk about the Knicks because this is a team that Vegas had over and under win total at 22.5, and they got 41 wins, and they're the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference.
It is pretty remarkable, though, that the Knicks are the fourth seed. They have home court, clearly, but the Nets are the prohibitive favorites to win the whole thing. And the conversation lies with the Knicks, the Knicks, the Knicks.
The Nets can't win. I mean, if they win a championship, well, they're supposed to win a championship.
That's right.
And the Net fans, I guess, will celebrate for the day. But if they lose, then it's a massive disappointment. And nobody will have cared in the grand scheme anyway, other than, you know, the few Net fans that there are.
No, Carlin, you know they set themselves up for that, though.
Yes.
I mean, the moment that KD and Kyrie came here and then being able to, you know, manufacture that James Harden trade, like, this was going to be one of those, okay, if you win it all, that's what you're supposed to do based on the collection of talent you got. But if you lose it, that will be one of the biggest stories during the NBA offseason.
That's the biggest story.
And I even mean throwing in the fact that the fans are in this situation, that their diehards are about – I mean, what do you think the honest breakup is? I think it's 80-20.
I think it might be more, to be honest with you.
Wow.
85-15, 90-10.
It might be.
I mean, I really do. I think that this is such a – I think of any of the sports, Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees, the two teams against the Rangers and the Knicks-Nets, I think the biggest disparity is the basketball.
Can't disagree.
Followed by the hockey. And then the other two are much, much closer. Mm-hmm. Would be my take on it. All right, we'll get back to the lines are all lit up now, like a Christmas tree. We've touched a nerve. But first, let's go to what our show does and many other shows do as well, Canny Canty.
It's everyone's favorite. Can he or can't he?
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, I like to think we have this more on. We have a more on lease right now than ownership of the segment.
Wow. Come on, RJ.
We really should have patented the thing because now.
Listen, I take it as a badge of honor. You know, you go home and you see the segment pop up everywhere basically. All across this fine network, and I take that as a compliment.
Wait a minute. Candy Candy has only been on one other show on the network, and that is Get Up with Greeny. And Greeny's a friend of the show. He listens to the show.
I know.
Yes. But how many is too many, Chris? How many shows that are taking our intellectual property is too many?
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that, but with Candy Candy specifically, it's only one other show. And the guy that's the host of the show happens to be a close friend of the show.
How come? My guess is you just want a taste, right, Dave?
That's right. Give me a little residual.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we have it right now, and that's what counts. We're together now. I don't know what will happen in the future. We're together now. So we've done this in the past, so a little trivia to begin here, and we'll answer it at the end. So if you do know the answer, hold it till the end, a couple minutes from now. Julius Randle became just the sixth player in NBA history to average 24 points, 10 boards, 6 assists in a season. There's 5 guys to do it previously. 3 are Hall of Famers. I will tell you the Hall of Famers. Oscar Robertson, Wilt, and Larry Bird. There's 2 active players that have also done it. 24, 10, and 6 for a season. Can you name them? And we'll circle back around to this. So, a lot's been made of the NBA play-in tournament. We haven't touched on this yet. I think the NBA got what they were looking for. They'll get a good pop on these games. Lakers, the 7 seed. The Warriors, the 8 out west. In the east, the Celtics, they could lose both games, slide right on out of this thing. Can we say the NBA play-in tournament has been a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge success. I don't know that the NBA anticipated it being as good as it is. I mean, to be able to have a play-in game with the 7 and 8 seed in the Western Conference be the Golden State Warriors and the LA Lakers, I mean, that's what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, is like seeding and how to avoid the play-in game. You're getting a strong reaction from players and owners. But I mean, it's just added a layer of intrigue at the end of the NBA regular season that otherwise wouldn't be there. So this is a huge success by the NBA.
I would fully agree with that. It's been phenomenal. I think there's a lot of juice for the 7, 8, the 9, 10 matchups. I think people are going to be focused. I think it's nice that you give the teams that earned a top 6 spot a week off. I see no downside other than LeBron James doesn't like it, which I think draws even more attention to it. So I completely agree.
And I love the fact that you have the intent of it kind of working. There wasn't much tanking talk this year. You know, it kind of kept teams a little bit more interested, the ones that were in that 10, 11, 12 range, where maybe those teams may not have been as interested and might have unloaded a little bit more or might have tanked a little bit more.
Yeah, this had a lot of the baseball feeling to it. Start of the year, people weren't about it. Now that it's here, we all like it. So the Brooklyn Nets, spent a lot of time talking to them. They had a healthy big three over the weekend. Kyrie joined the 50-40-90 club. 50% from the field, 40 from three, and 90 from the free throw line. Very impressive. They will play the 7 seed in the East, whoever that ends up being. Can we still call the Nets the favorites in the East? And if you say yes to that, can we still call them the favorites to win the title?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. I think you can call them the favorites in the East. I still don't trust the 76ers, even though they have the best record. Milwaukee is always going to be a wait and see until proven otherwise. So, yeah, I would call the Nets the favorite in the East. And because there's so many question marks around the health of the L.A. Lakers and that Western Conference is so closely competitive, I would say that the Nets would be the favorites to win the title.
Yep, I would wholeheartedly agree. Yes and yes, you can and you should. I mean, if I had money to put on this, if I was forced into taking one of these teams to win the East and then to go on and win the NBA championship, I would take the Nets for both. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we can say they're the favorites, absolutely, but I said this last week, if you gave me a choice to take the Nets and the Lakers versus the rest of the field to win a championship, I would take the rest of the field.
But here's the thing, Carlin, that's not the question he's asking.
They're the favorites. They're the favorites. I still wouldn't bet on them myself. And that's only because...
But here's the thing. The question RJ is asking you, and I know you're new to Canty Canty, is if you had to take one team to go to the NBA Finals from the Eastern Conference right now, would you take the Nets?
I would.
Okay. If you had to take one team in the entire NBA postseason to win the whole thing, would you take the Nets?
I would not.
You would not?
I would not.
Interesting.
You would take who?
If I had to take one team?
Yes.
I might take Utah.
Whoa. Oh, Carlin.
I know.
This is like when RJ took Iowa to win the NCAA championship. This is a horrendous take.
There are 7 or 8 teams in my mind that can win championships this year.
Do you care to make a Rothenberg Carlin wager on Utah winning a championship? I'll give you odds, by the way.
Well, it's not even Utah winning the title, it's the Nets not winning.
You'd have to give him outrageous odds.
Yeah.
Why? He likes them better.
Utah winning the... I don't even know if Utah gets to the Western Conference Finals.
You guys are such haters.
Hey, well, why? I like Utah, but come on, Carlin.
I mean, They've got the best record in the league.
Okay. That's all great.
So do you care to have a little wager?
Well, but what kind of odds are you going to give me?
Well, I don't think they'd have to be tremendous. You picked Utah to have the better chance to win the whole thing. Here's what I'd like to do. Here's what I would propose. If you win, I will send over two separate meals to your home of the restaurant of your choosing in your local area. And if I win, you do that for me just one time.
That's fine. My problem is that there's no place around me that I want to eat.
I find that hard to believe. Wow. How about this? There's no restaurant within an Uber away that you would enjoy to eat.
Not that I would wager on.
Okay, then how about this? I will send you a $75 gift card that you can use on any restaurant you find.
Here's you want to make it interesting, Dave? Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Two Lugers versus one Luger.
Mm.
Luger, huh?
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you got to give him some kind of odds here. Yeah.
I gave him the 2-1.
I'm taking 2-1 odds.
Okay. Now, is it you and I go? Is it wives included? What is the actual
wager? I'm not going with you. Why would I want to go with you?
Well, I'm not going with you, so I am just paying for your meal with your wife.
I would just let it be known that I want to get involved with whoever wins the bet. I just want to be a part of the dinner.
Which you believe will be?
Rothenberg.
Yeah.
If you're rolling with the Utah Jazz, Carlin, I'm going with Rothenberg.
Okay. All right, Carlin, it's on the table. A dinner for two. You get two of them. I get one of them from Peter Luger's.
Right. But is this strictly Nets versus Jazz, or you get the entire field?
No. I get the Nets. You get the Jazz.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's somebody else, we both lose.
That's correct. Oh, okay. Nobody wins. Yes, correct. Oh, what a wager that
wow.
is.
Wow. You're going to enjoy that dinner at Luger's.
Well, listen, you know what I know, Chris? I won't be buying him two dinners at Luger's. I may not win it, but I will not lose it.
Yeah, there's no way to hell. No way in hell the Jazz are going to the NBA Finals.
Oh,
no way.
Goodness, wild stuff.
No way.
A troubling series of events have just occurred, and time is almost up here in the segment. We're going to fast forward past the Islanders, who beat the Penguins in overtime. They have a 1-0 series lead. And the Mets, who were swept over the weekend, which is troubling for a lot of reasons. But we will answer the trivia question before we take a little break here. Again, Julius Randle, the sixth player in NBA history, 24-10-6 for his season. Who are the two active players that have accomplished that?
This seems easy. It's got to be Westbrook
yeah.
triple-double, right?
That's one of them.
And then,
Jokic.
Isn't it? Yeah, Jokic.
That's a job well done, fellas. That's a job well done.
That is correct.
I feel like that was a very, very easy question that you tried to make more difficult than in fact it was.
Hey, Dave, just take the layup, man.
Okay.
Take the layup.
We'll take it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.